When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You're listening to Awakening Code Radio. Mind-expanding, heart-opening, talk and music to raise your vibration.
Some people consider it the shifting of the ages. Others see it as a whole new paradigm for humanity. But whatever you want to call it, it's hard to deny that we are in a moment of immense change. A moment challenging us to wake up and live life more consciously. This is Eric Rankin.
And I'm Michelle Anderson, and you're listening to Awakening Code Radio.
Where the conversation is always about raising the vibration of love, compassion,
happiness, forgiveness, stewardship, health, and peace.
Thank you for joining the conversation.
This is Deepak Chopra.
Hi, I'm Marianne Williamson.
Hi, this is Greg Braden, and you are listening to Awakening Code.
Awakening Code.
Awakening Code Radio.
Thank you for listening to Awakening Code Radio. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Anderson, and I'm not live in the studio right now. Tonight, we're taking yet another pivot in our routine to bring you a unique show, because life these days feels like riding on a roller coaster with lots of highs and lows and twists and turns. Eric Rankin, our other host, needed the night off, and I'm doing my best to work smarter and not harder by recording an intro here. Behind the scenes, editing and working lots of feats of magic and creativity is admin Colleen, and I want to give her a special shout out. Happy 25th anniversary to Colleen and Barry, and thank you, Colleen, for making this show continue to be what it is. So, to give you a little background about this show, if you've been listening to our shows lately, you're already aware of some of the personal life challenges and events we've been going through. And in talking with friends from all over the world, I know we're not alone. So we're sending virtual hugs of support to anyone going through any type of rough patch right now. And as we know, life still marches forward, and it's important to cultivate peace and joy within and find gratitude for all the moments we experience while we ride the waves of change. For tonight's show, I'm sharing the audio portion of a personal roundtable talk I did last week on the Moons of Ascension podcast with Jen Berryhill, Christy Grace, and Shun Williams, all who have been previous guests on Awakening Code Radio. And we've teamed up to collaborate and share what happens when we let our hearts lead us. We talked about the birth of a new festival called Sunfire Fest coming up at the end of August, and I feel there are some nuggets of wisdom and an uplifting vibe in this podcast, as well as some mentions of people and speakers and musicians who are all doing good works. So we hope you'll listen to the show tonight, and maybe some of you will be inspired to come to Sunfire Fest this summer, or think about ways you can lead with your heart and consciously collaborate with others to bring more joy and heart-based wisdom to the world. We love and appreciate each one of you, our listeners, and thank you for doing your part to be good humans. Well, I'm really excited to be here with all of you because I've looked up to each one of you and been watching you, and you walk the talk. You know, you meet a lot of people in the spiritual communities or in different communities that sometimes say one thing, and then sometimes we witness maybe somebody that's in a learning process or something. We're all in a learning process right now. And I really appreciate that we're here together sharing it, because just before we went on this recording, we talked about how we all feel like we're in the blender lately, and it feels like it's on high. And what do we do to offset that when the world is so chaotic and we feel it? Every one of us feels the collective. We see so many festivals coming online now, and I think each one has their own unique vibrational signature. on what they're doing to enhance the world or our vision for the world we want to see, rather than the world that's kind of crumbling, a system that's old and outdated that seems to be crumbling. And how can we be the bridge to get us to the other side? So I see us lily padding through these different festivals and podcasts. A lot of really nice podcasts are coming online. And just sharing from our hearts, sharing, you know, letting our hearts lead us. And that's how we meet each other through that way. I'm remembering and reflecting on meeting Shun and doing the peace talks with Shun in Laguna Beach, and how you facilitated that, Shun, and brought each one of us into our hearts. And then you took that on the road and you went to several places. I think that's how you met Jen in Colorado. And then to hear that you were working with Christy, and Christy meeting you was a dream come true, because I'd been, you know, hearing so much about you through my podcast partner on Awakening Code Radio. Eric Rankin was telling me about you and how you're a powerhouse, Christy, and what you do. And I love witnessing how graceful you embody your name, Christy Grace, you know, how graceful you weave in the world. And Jen, witnessing you all these years through the work that you did with Chief Golden Light Eagle and the Star Knowledge events and the teaching of the Starways, I really appreciate the way that you can get the messages out, and you've continued on right where I think Eagle wanted to see you soar, you know, your owl wisdom. And I witnessed him telling you he wanted you to carry on those teachings, but you also have forged your own path. And that is super exciting for me to watch you step into creating Sunfire Festival with such passion and heart and wisdom, and the people that you're bringing through. The whole vision that's been created feels to me like something that's really next level. And I'm looking forward to it. And I'm looking forward to diving in with each one of you to just discuss how it got started, where the golden seeds came from, and how each one of us found ourselves here because our energy just attracted to this particular festival. I have to admit, every time I'm at a conference or another festival, what I see happening is more and more people are consciously collaborating without competition, and realizing we have to do something. Or, you know, we're at the point where our species could either survive and thrive or become extinct, and we're right there. So I feel that Sunfire Festival is really a ceremony disguised as a festival. So we get to bring in the ceremonial aspects of the Sundance drummers and singers, and to work with our Indigenous families from the area where Sunfire Festival is, and learn their ways and listen to the teachings, and then bring in the music and the yoga and permaculture and regenerative agriculture, and, you know, learning about energy medicine from different practitioners. And it just seems like everything is a building block to where we see us going. And at the center of it is heart wisdom. That's what I'm really feeling, is the heart wisdom coming through. And the joy factor, feeling my heart explode as I learn about each new speaker and each new musician or whoever's jumping in and wanting to be a part of this. Because to me, it doesn't feel like this is just like a party. This feels like people coming together that really, really want to collaborate and build community and take the teachings and the wisdom that we're learning from each other and bring it back to our other places where we live, and use that as building blocks for our new future, for the new earth. And Chrissy, you seem to be going from festival to festival to festival, and each one has a different vibrational signature, it feels like. So you're bringing a lot of that to this festival, just, you know, with your passion and your wisdom and your expertise. I'm really happy and excited that you joined this. And Shun, you're doing the same thing with living celestially, and I'm just really inspired to see how you're building communities, not just talking about, you know, that's the wave of the future is to live in community, but you're actually living that way and modeling that. It's nice to have your, it's nice to have your male energy here with these women surrounding you as we all step into. I feel like we're all forging, you know, we're stepping out and out of our comfort zones and really watching how the feminine is rising. And we're so grateful to have grounded masculine energy that's supporting that, which is what Eagle always did.
Oh, Michelle, you just always warm my heart when you're speaking. And I, here, you're just such a remarkable ambassador for how to embody the way to be in the world in unity, because you see the God seed in every person that you meet, and you're always willing to give people a chance, no matter what the background story is or something that has happened in the past. There's always a fresh start. And, you know, your capacity and ability to see people where they're at right now is truly magical, you know, and if we could all do that more, I think that we would see the shift in others happen more quickly, you know, because if we're giving ourselves to show up differently or giving ourselves permission to show up differently, we're also giving everyone else permission to show up differently in our life as well. And so, you know, this is a time, I think, that we're kind of leveling up as humanity, you know, and it's like we have a choice. Do we want to stick with what hurts us and what feels disempowering and lowers our vibration? Or do we want to give ourselves a new perception and, you know, just explore what else can I see in the situation, or what else is it here that I need to see and learn and grow from? So you're always doing that work too. And I love to see where you're at and how you're, you know, just solidly anchored in and still moving forward with your mission. And so you bring a huge piece to this. And I'm super grateful that you've chosen to walk on this path with me as well. And so, yeah, you touched on, you know, just there's so many different festivals going on. And Christy, you've got your thumb on the pulse of all these different events going on. I know you're actively involved in several going on right now. So let's turn it over to you and just, you know, tell us a little bit about what you see going on and, you know, just where you're feeling Sunfire is like where it lands and what we want to do.
Thank you, Michelle. Yes, I am thrilled to be part of Sunfire Festival, and I am involved with several different music festivals this year, six at the same venue, which is Tico Time River Resort. And I'd like to talk a little bit about the venue. I'm headed there tomorrow for 2 weeks. There are two festivals back to back, a bluegrass and then a reggae festival. This summer we have a yoga festival, and then Sunfire is going to be in August. And that is what I'm most excited for, because being in ceremony, being around the energy of Jen, Michelle, Shun, and Teresa Stone, I feel like we have a dream team for producing a very special, different kind of festival than what I'm used to being a part of there. And I'm thrilled that Sunfire found a home at Tico Time. I'd like to discuss a little bit about the venue, which is so beautiful. So the location is in the Four Corners area. It's just south of Durango, Colorado. It's literally right on the border of Colorado and New Mexico. So the address is Aztec, New Mexico. That town is about 15 miles south. Durango's maybe 20 miles north. So Tico Time River Resort is about 90 acres, and the Animas River runs right through it. So we have that beautiful water element, and it's such a gorgeous river. There's wildlife and nature. For accommodations, there are plenty of RV spots with full hookups. There's about 120 RV spots, and That's open to anybody in the summer. So if anyone watching is interested in reserving an RV spot, I would do that as soon as possible to make sure you have that reserved for Sunfire Festival, which is the weekend of August 26th. And you can contact Tico Time River Resort directly and reserve your RV spot with them. There's also plenty of car camping and then walk-in tent camping in what we call the Magical Forest. And it's just a beautiful area where you would walk in your tent gear, or there are golf carts to help shuttle you and your gear into that area. And that is on the other side of the bridge where the main stage is. There's also a big yoga tent. And so we're going to be offering some yoga classes and different kinds of events in the yoga tent. There's also a pavilion that we'll have use of. And then the main stage is pretty big. We've had some big names on that stage, and it's got a beautiful sound system. It's covered. There may be a canopy for shade over that space. It's all sandy area, and the owner has created these swimming ponds. So diverted from the river are these separate little swimming ponds where there's a water slide jump and stand-up paddle boards, little rafts, all kinds of water play. There's a zip line there that you can schedule with the resort. All kinds of fun built-in amenities, lots of hiking trails, great for mountain biking. There's a disc golf course on site. These are all free amenities, beach volleyball, and we'll have food trucks, vendors. It'll be quite festive with all kinds of fun options and things to do, as well as the great lineup of presenters and speakers, and then the ceremonial aspect. And that is held near main stage. We call that the Ancestral Village. There's an area where there's a sacred fire, and we may have elders come and put up teepees and yeah, everything is still unfolding as far as like what will be offered there. But I'm excited for the ceremonial piece. And I think that's why Sunfire Festival really stands out of the other festivals. It's not just a party. There will be dancing, music, community connection, but we will also be coming together with our bodies, our hearts, our minds, our spirits, and really see each other with like that third eye wisdom, where we can come together in a space where it is safe. Everyone's connected. There's a feeling of unity. We are all one. We are supportive of each other. And we are all promoting personal and collective evolution. So there will be this aspect of personal growth and support. And I think that's really why people will be drawn to this festival, is that opportunity to connect on a much deeper level, heart-centered, seeing through the illusion of this illusion of separation, and really feeling that connection with one another. And that's the beauty of this production team and the people that will be drawn to attend Sunfire Festival. So I am thrilled to be working with you all, and I'm just so excited. Yes, thank you.
Awesome, Christy, thank you so much. Yeah, we couldn't do this without you. I mean, you really opened that door for Sunfire to have a beautiful home at Tico Time River Resort. And, you know, this will be our first year, and with the hope that this will continue on in the future every year as we anchor it in and begin to build it and, you know, continue with the growth and change and evolution. And I'm excited to hear from you, Shun, because you have such an amazing capacity already building community. I was hoping you could share a little bit about what you have going on as the community that you've built. And also, you know, tell us about how you see the power of a community, like affecting change for the world? Like how does that translate, and how do you see this also being at play when we're in Sunfire Festival?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. First and foremost, I want to say I'm very grateful and thankful to be a part of this community. And I am inspired daily by the magic that all are creating. So thank you for even opening the space, and thank you very, very much. In terms of the community that we're building, we're really looking for a place, we're really looking to foster a place where people can come in and express their gifts or their calling or their superpowers, or, you know, what they've been brought here to do, and lead from a place of leadership while standing in that authority. There's several different psychological frameworks that showcase or house this, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, so on and so forth, that allude to the process of self-actualization and how we go inward before we can expand outward. So our framework works with people across four elemental tracks: fire track, earth track, air track, and water track. And each of those tracks are designed to help people find, accentuate, and build a lifestyle around those gifts. And that's honestly why I myself personally am excited to be a part of Sunfire Festival, is because when we get back to these key harmonies, these key elements, these key modalities that Sunfire is really highlighting, in my personal opinion, it shows us the majesty of the human spirit, or the majesty of the individual in the collective, and how we all have something to offer the greater whole if we get in touch with ourselves and who we really are. So in terms of being a part of and watching communities that are empowering people to live an authentic lifestyle, celebrate with those doing the same, but then also live in balance, you know, between what we're currently experiencing and what things are becoming, I think Sunfire Festival is a beautiful place to see that transpire and come to a head. So we as community builders of Celestial are always looking forward to opportunities to be in like company with people that are living from their heart space.
Now back to more Awakening Code Radio.
You know, just to tune in a little bit about how the vision kind of landed in the first place. So I'm Jen, and I worked with Chief Golden Light Eagle for about 8 years organizing Star Knowledge conferences. And we got to know each other when I first went to my very first Star Knowledge conference in 2010, and then ended up going to Sundance Ceremony and anchoring in, you know, just with the community that he was surrounding himself with. And getting to do a lot of ceremony with him, as well as opportunities to go on the hill and pray during Vision Quest. And so we collectively had a similar dream that showed us where we needed to go for our next Vision Quest to prepare for Sundance in 2017. And at that time, in that summer, we ended up going to what we call Grandmother Tree, which in layman's terms, that is Devil's Tower, located in Wyoming. And so we had an opportunity to, if we wanted to, go on the hill and pray and do Vision Quest there. And it was there that Spirit was really voicing to me this importance of the five arts of harmony. And they're anchored in the teachings of the Star Knowledge through the 1313 symbols book and the message of Nazi. And so in that message, it talks about these thrones of God. And these four thrones are unity, harmony, truth, and freedom. And the harmony is really, it's about light, sound, and vibration. So light, sound, and vibration is law of attraction. And so within these four directions of green, blue, indigo, and violet, which is our chakra colors, we have these harmonies. And so the harmonies are music and dance and natural medicine, as well as agriculture and astrology. And so here we are. It's been, 6-7 years later. Chief has passed on. He's working in his new energy body. And I really feel him very much supporting this event and this gathering and how we're all co-creating this. But, you know, it encompasses all the fun things that he loved to do. And so it's like taking a Star Knowledge conference and kind of giving it a refreshment of a concept by bringing in these five harmonies. And it all ties in with ceremony. And that is my passion. That is my greatest love. We do ceremony every week, you know, with the moon cycles, the full moon, the new moon, and the quarter moons, and working with the 11-11 teachings, 12-12 teachings, and 13-13 messages as well. So anyway, it just really landed in as this really simple and beautiful concept for what we were kind of already doing anyway, because Chief would say that your greatest protection is doing what lights you up, doing your passion, living in your greatest expression of art. And his was music. So when he would get around a guitar, he would pick that thing up and he was gone. Like, you couldn't talk to him. There was nothing going on except where he was and his music. And you could tell that was his bliss. And so we all carry those codes and pieces, you know, whether it be music, whether it be dance, whether it be the natural medicines or the astrology. Christy, you do the permaculture. You know, these are all phenomenal things that we can be focusing on to help shift all the systems that we no longer want to participate in. We want to make this change come through. And what a way to do it, but joyfully and with fun and just, you know, really vibing as high as we can with that focused intention through ceremony to create the change. You know, one of the things that we all want to see is a shift in our food system, getting away from GMOs, getting away from the poisons and the pesticides that are killing our pollinators and us, you know. But I don't know. I just see the music being such an integral part for as we're there and we're learning, we're getting wisdom, we're experiencing new ideas. The music helps to integrate that. The dance, the movement of our bodies, it helps that to like settle into our cells so that we remember. And it sticks with us so that we take that out in the world when we leave. And then it touches everybody else that we come into contact with. And so there's going to be like this really amazing flow that comes in when we gather, but then also spreads and stays alive as we move out of that experience. So thank you for letting me share that much. I'm just so excited. So what else you guys got?
Well, I love that you highlighted that Chief Golden Light Eagle, music was his bliss. And oh gosh, just seeing him, it was almost like he was totally present at his conferences and gave the wisdom, but everybody could feel his urge for it to be over so he could play music with anyone who showed up. It was like a free-for-all jam. And we had him in at my house, on the beach, at whatever venue we were at. And this does feel like the next evolution of, I could just see him like laughing and giggling, like they're doing it. They're doing it at a really cool place with water and camping and being in nature and having people cook together and join together, you know, to share meals and to share in the music and the teachings and anything that was, you know, that's nourishing for our souls to evolve. I'm super inspired and uplifted by that, and looking forward to seeing a lot of people that we've met in the past that feel like soul family. That we've met so many soul family on this walk, and I hope that they'll all come and support this event. And I know that other people have other events. You know, Chief Golden Light Eagle's daughter has been having her events, and Terry Rivera has her events. There are different people that are carrying on the teachings, and that just touches my heart that those teachings are being carried on. Bobby Jo Cool, she's another person that is a total Star Knowledge family member. She just did she do a festival, or what was it that she did? Jen, you went there for your birthday, didn't you?
Yeah, she has started what she calls the Stardust Festival. And it's a really beautiful concept that she's carrying forward from all the time that she's spent doing ceremony and getting activated through the symbols and the teachings. But She's on fire, you know, so I'm really proud of her and happy to see her continuing on with her work and leveling up and bringing such an amazing event together. And she's hosting those up in South Dakota. Her Stardust Fest was in Deadwood, South Dakota last weekend, two weekends ago. And she it's growing and, you know, it's gaining traction. So it's fun to watch, really fun to be part of.
I have to believe that this was the vision that Chief saw for all of the people that learned underneath him, that he was not about hierarchy in any way. Everybody was included. There was nobody left behind. Everybody, you know, that came into the fold was part of the family. And I personally am just so filled with joy to see the seeds that he planted are germinating and growing into beautiful blossoms through each of the events that so many people that were close to him are doing, you know. And I'm looking forward to jumping back in. I've taken some time off. I don't know, you know, who may watch this video that knew that I was pretty active in going to a lot of the Star Knowledge events, but I took some time off to see my mother through to her passing, and she just passed less than a month ago. So I really had to cocoon and pull back in and do my commitment to my family, my earth family here, you know, and see it through. So it's exciting for me to know that I'm going to be going back out and starting to be among all of the soul family that Star Knowledge and that you, Jen, are carrying on with Sunfire Fest and Chrissy, your festivals. All see, I'm just like feeling the energy of being activated and seeing that we're all being called to go to wherever we're being called to go, and that we're adding our passion and our light and our vibration, our signature that we came with, because it feels like we're on a mission to do something that's outside of ourselves, that's bigger than ourselves, and doing it together with other people that are heart-centered as well, that want to just stay in that frequency of love and joy and sharing with each other, that living in service and what can we do for each other? How can we ride these waves through to our next evolutionary cycle, which we have definitely begun, you know, when it comes to the astrological part, you know, on 3/23/23, I was called to do a dolphin boat because that was the day that Pluto went into Aquarius. I didn't really know what all of that meant. We learned that day on the boat that Neptune conjuncted Mars that day as well. And I'm not super well versed in astrology, but that boat was the rockiest, most, I kept feeling like we were going to be stranded on Gilligan's Island after that boat. You know, it was like super tumultuous. And one of the things that was brought up through the people that were drawn to be on that boat was that, wow, look at what we're being tasked to do right now. We're being tasked to find our center and be calm in the eye of the storm. And it really felt like that's what happened. We were still joyful and giddy. We saw absolutely no dolphins. We saw absolutely no whales. You know, it was just like riding these big swells of water and the boat slamming back down. And we're laughing like, well, we knew we all had to be here today. And what, you know, we had to find the pivot in what we were focused on and then find that pivot. And it just seems like we're kind of all doing that, but at the same time, we're finding the magic by being with each other and sharing with our communities and saying, wow, look at how we do that, and applauding each other when we jump over these hurdles that we're all, you know, seeing erected sometimes. So I'm hoping and I'm inviting anybody that has an inkling for this type of a festival, this ceremonial aspect with music and dancing and yoga and good food and good friends and learning about regenerative agriculture and energy medicine and astrology, to come and be a part of that, to add your light, to add your vibration and your signature. And the other thing that I notice that happens at festivals is when you're merging a conference and a festival and a ceremony, sometimes people will say, I want to be a speaker, I want to be a performer. And if that if that agenda is filled already with people's names, I wouldn't let that stop you. If you're a performer, if you're a speaker, if you're a musician, come and join the family. And what I find happens is when you follow that yes, and you feel the vibration that's there, something, some magical door opens, and you get these side things happening in between, you know, when the agenda is on. Shun, you have a big smile on your face because I know you've witnessed this, what happens. And Christy, you are so much a part of this festival community. You see what happens when people are magnetized to each other in the spirit of heart-centered evolution that's taking place. And we attract to each other. The agenda is a beautiful framework. We know we want to go see Larissa Stowe and Shakti Tribe are playing Friday night, right? They're an amazing band. So much love and so much beauty and uplifting beats with like this mantra rock that's played. One of the songs that I love is the Peacemakers song that they play, but there's a whole bunch of new music that they're playing that just really ignites and activates us into, I really feel like what it's doing is activating our light bodies and helping our DNA do something. I can't put any words to it. I just know that I feel something when I'm in that music and seeped in the wisdom that comes through when Larissa is speaking on stage. But to know that other people that have a gift to offer of music may be doing music in the morning, you know, at the campsite or over by the river. You never know where people will end up showing up to do things. I notice it happens a lot at the vendor areas as well, that there becomes like a whole nother festival happening with the incredible vendors that are attracted to events like this. So, and if anyone is a vendor, do we still have vendor spots available, Jen? Christy's saying yes.
We absolutely do. We have room for more vendors. And yeah, there's definitely opportunity to, like you said, just kind of organically jump in and create, co-create, collaborate, and you know, watch things unfold at the venue or at the event as we're there. When you were sharing earlier about your mom, I just see her as part of this new light council. I see my dad on that council as well. And like with Chief and all of our ancestors, you know, they're just all together, like in this big circle, dancing around with excitement. And yesterday morning, I woke up with a song in my head, "Do You Believe in Miracles?" And I always know when I wake up with a song in my head, that's Eagle. He comes to me through songs. And so it's that reminder. It's such a beautiful reminder, because we would get together at these conferences or, you know, ceremonies. And it was just like wherever two or more gather, miracles can happen. And so I really feel like this is going to be such an opportunity to make a major shift for what we really, truly want in our lives. And it's so important that we share our ideas and share our visions and share our dreams. Chief always said, follow your dreams. And he would support anybody that wanted to power through and do what their visions were. And so, you know, we want to do that. We want to hold that space for everybody. We want to put you in the container with us so that we can all collectively move and grow and just light up the world with our light.
So. Absolutely. What is Brian Besko doing there? I just looked down at this ring. I don't know if you can see my ring. I got this from Brian Besko at a Disclosure Fest event, the Mass Meditation. And it's the triple water, I think it the triple water symbol, the Triskel. I bought one for each one of my girlfriends that was there at the festival with me from Brian Besko, and just really wanted to support him for his wisdom and his teachings and what he offers at his booth as far as his tools. Is he doing a talk as well as vending, Jen? Is he bringing any of his pyramids, or do you know what he's...
Brian's super excited to come on board. He's going to be doing both a workshop and having his vendor space as well, but he'll bring his art installations. Well, they're more like quantum technology tools that you can come experience. And he told me the other day that he's working on some new tools that are I don't know. I mean, I don't even know how you can make them even better, because what he does is such a quantum medicine that, it's profound. And so he's actually developing even more new tools and devices and instruction for how to, use these on yourself for your own healing, as well as for others and for the land and space. So, he's going to be bringing some major good stuff for us to experience. So, yeah. We've got a lot of people coming. Our lineup is pretty full. And I know, Shun, you're jumping on board to help us get everybody listed on sunfirefest.com. So I'll just put a plug out there if you want to find out more about the other speakers, entertainers, and elders. And we have, so many beautiful elders coming as well to be part of the Ancestral Village. So we'll get those guys listed on the website. And right now we're offering early bird tickets, probably through the end of this month, through May. So $144 is the cost to come to this festival to experience everything there. And it also includes your walk-in camping. So it's a really good offering right now. And we're just trying to do our best to make this as easy as possible for everyone that feels the call to be there to come. And we really want your energy with us as, just a way to build this amazing festival together.
Now back to more Awakening Code Radio.
For those who are considering traveling to Tikotaim River Resort, you can map that. It's near Aztec, New Mexico, and there are so many amazing things to see on the way. So wherever you're coming from, there are lots of native ruins right there in Aztec. There are natural arches, lots of hot springs in Durango, Pagosa Springs, New Mexico. So consider traveling to this venue and make it into a really fun, memorable road trip. Bring your family, bring your friends, and then map out different things to see and do on the way. There's Mesa Verde National Park. There's lots of different national parks, state parks, monuments, really cool things to see and do along the way. So we have plenty of time to plan. This is not till the end of August, and it'll be a really fun time of year, bringing that heat of the summer and enjoying river time and playing in the water. That's all included. So you can stay on site and really enjoy all the different amenities and nature and presentations, everything that we have available for you to enjoy. And what I have seen in festivals over the years, I've been involved in festivals for over 20 years now. And I witness people coming together. That is probably the most special part of any gathering, is who you meet and who you connect with. And you may meet your new best friend or a partner or a business associate, or finding connections. And that is the magic with festivals and any type of gatherings, and especially something as potent as Sunfire Festival. So listen to that call in your heart, feel that, plan your trip, and we are so excited to see you there.
I remember you're reminding me of a story when we did, Jen, it was 2016 when it was the 20-year anniversary of Star Knowledge. And I remember asking Chief if he had an event planned for that November, and he didn't, because he was going to do it in Florida, but that didn't work out. So he didn't have an event planned, and we were in, I think, Estes Park, Colorado or something at an event, maybe in February or March. I'm not clear on when it was, but I said, how can you not do an event, a Star Knowledge event, when this is a really big election year where it's wonky energy? And my feeling about when we come together during energetically challenging times is our energy helps add to the collective to calm the field when we're emitting frequencies of joy and love and community and that collaborative spirit. And so there was another event going on that I knew about called the Earth. Was it called Earth Shift? I think it was the Earth Shift event. Yeah. That a friend of mine had put on the year before, Julian Forrest, and he already had a venue. He already had the event planned. And I just saw a collaborative effort available there. And I asked Chief if he would consider doing it, since somebody else was already doing something on the date that he would do his 20th anniversary. Would he collaborate? And I said, think about it, you know, and let me know. 5 minutes later, he said, Michelle, make it happen. And it happened. And one of the things that happened at that event, two people met there and got married after that. And they were friends of mine. Many of you might know Dr. Dream. Dr. Dream met another friend of mine that went to that event named Stephanie. And Dr. Dream and Stephanie ended up getting married, I think, a year or two ago. But that's what happens when we do this, where we join hands and we come together. And it did feel like it calmed the field a little bit. You know, that was about just a few days after that pretty pivotal election, where it was split right down the middle with people wanting one side, people wanting another side. I was one of those people that pretty much didn't want any side. I was like, how are we going to get through this? And that seems like what's been happening on the political scene. You know, there's like this division that's happening, and I don't want to participate in division. I want to participate in unity and how we're going to walk each other home. At the end of the day, that's what matters, not being stuck in your side versus my side or whatever this ping pong ball thing is. That we do want to come together and make a difference. And so those things happen at events like this. And I'm looking forward to seeing more people meeting each other. And, you know, like the song Shambhala by Three Dog Night always says, you know, how does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala? And there's a lyric in there that talks about seeing the light or the flowers in your sister or your brother's eyes. We recognize each other. We really do. We recognize each other just by joining together at an event like this, you know, where we can meet new people. I'm looking forward to meeting Teresa. She's not on this call. Did we talk about her, Christy? Because she sounds like a phenomenal person that I want to know. Do you want to tell a little bit about Teresa? Teresa Stone.
Teresa Stone. She is local to the Durango area. She lives on native land. And she has been a liaison with a lot of the elders on the land and creating sacred space and ceremony with some of the other festivals. Yeah, she is just an absolute joy and light being, amazing person. So we're thrilled to have her energy as a representative of that area, and also helping to weave together the ancestral village and sacred fire area for Sunfire Festival. And Shun, you've been to Tico Time. What was your take on all that?
I don't think that there could be an any more perfect venue for how this is being facilitated. So August 25th to the 28th is kind of that portal between Leo and Virgo, right? So we're combining all of the creativity of the Arts of Harmony and everything that is the foundation of Sunfire Festival with Virgo energy, which is like Persephone, the harvest, you know, the earth, the yield. And I think that Tico Time Resort is a beautiful personification of that. You have the water of the Animus River going through the middle to like literally wash your spirit clean as you walk into this area of vibration. And then you've got all of these beautiful placements and accessories in terms of like vibe, with the main stage being right off of the river and having all of the colorful displays outreaching over the top. And then like the little, beach pavilion stage that's in the back, just kind of having that like whole separate vibe of like fun and cheer over there as well. I feel like it is literally a bunch of performances to like help clean the soul into what it is transforming into next. And I also want to talk about that little forest area that you mentioned. I don't know if any of you guys ever watched like Peter Pan or, you know, any of the other fairy movies or anything like that. But that's legitimately what that area looked like. Like, I thought I walked through a portal and just fell into another dimension. So the venue is beautiful. And like I said previously, I feel like it's the perfect area to be doing what we're doing when we're doing it for the reasons that we're doing it.
Oh my gosh, that's so perfect. I love that. Because I haven't been there yet. All three of you have been there and experienced it, but I can feel it through each of you. And my soul needs this so bad right now after all the stuff, you know, closing out chapters of my life. I'm ready to open this chapter, super excited about it. And, you know, I did some emceeing at Conscious Life Expo in February. And one of the guys I was emceeing for, this is another one of those synchronicities. One of the guys I was emceeing for, I had never heard of, I had never met him before. But as I was looking over my list of the people I was going to intro, I wanted to learn a little bit about him and not just read his bio, but actually, you know, get a flavor and a feel for him. And I just love this guy's bio and the energy that I felt from him. And his name is Antonio Aurelio. And Jen had just told me the day before, I think, that he was going to be one of our speakers at the event at Sunfire Festival. And I couldn't wait to meet him and his partner, Zaffy. Is that her name, Zaffy?
Yeah, Zaffy.
Coffee. And I met them in the vendor area and they just had the best. I just love who they are and how they showed up. And to me, it was a wink from the universe, really, seriously, like to be there and to see him give his presentation and how warmly he was received and then to see them together. And so that was something that was exciting for me. And the other person that was there at Conscious Life Expo was a friend of mine who I just found out recently agreed to join us as a speaker, which is Sarah Breckman Cosme. I don't know if any of you have seen her on Gaia TV, but she wrote a book about her QHHT practice and people journeying to Atlantis. So it's called The Hypnotist's Journey to Atlantis. And she is really on fire on the speaking scene right now, but she's great at what she does. And I'm so glad that she's going to join us. She's flying in from Florida, I think, to be with us. Is that where she lives?
Yeah, she's coming in from Florida. And so her recent book is called From the Trail to the Star People. And I received this book as a gift from somebody that saw her there at the event. And when I got it, I could not put this book down. And I'm like in this new place in my life where it's really hard for me to read books for some reason, but I just was so glued to this book. And I found myself making notes and like going in these really deep processes after reading parts of it. Like, it is blowing my mind. And she,
I didn't even see that book.
So oh my gosh.
I'm excited to dig into that. I wonder if it's on audio yet.
Yeah, that would be great. But no, I totally recommend getting this book because it also touches into Atlantis, but it talks about the Trail of the Tears. And then also this profound connection that is available with the star people. So she's literally bridging this information from ancient times and the indigenous people with the star nations. And I can't recommend it high enough. And I'm pinching myself that she's coming to Sunfire.
I know. I'm so excited because I mentioned it to her when I was there and I was hoping that she would say yes. So that's really exciting to me that she said yes, because she just came off of a cruise. She's doing a lot of speaking engagements. She is a humble, beautiful, beautiful woman. She's just got lovely energy. And I'm thrilled that she said yes, as well as some of the other people. I mean, there are some new names for me, Jen, that you've curated for the event. Mason, how do you say Mason's last name? Is it
Fury?
Fury?
Yeah. Yeah, Mason Fury and Trisha Margis. She has a podcast called 90 Degree Turns, and she's been very active doing presentations as well. They are a power couple. they did a presentation that I watched that it really opened my eyes, because she's got a marketing background and she was able to kind of explain how marketing is really influencing our behaviors, and more of like the aspects that aren't so great about what they're doing when they have that AI and the data. And so how to, you know, work with knowing that about what they're doing with your information and being conscious around it, and not giving it any energy when you know they want to just usurp that for their agenda to get you to buy or engage in a behavior. So yeah, I'm excited to see what they're going to do, because they're doing their first presentation together. And he's got a really interesting background as well. And yeah, it was really neat, because when I first was starting to look into speakers, I prayed about it. We were in Sweat Lodge and I prayed about it. And it's always really interesting what unfolds for me the day after we do a sweat ceremony. And literally, like, things present themselves to me as an answer to my prayer, oftentimes with, oh, watch this video, or, oh, hey, this person's talking about this, you should check that out. And that's when Antonio Arilla crossed my feed, and he was talking about dragons. And I was like, oh my gosh, I just was dreaming about dragons, you know? And so they have so much information that not only ties in with the dragons, but the priestesses. And they have this amazing way of channeling information around the goddess energies, and sort of like how that can be impactful as we're moving into this new earth collective. And so they're powerful conduits for this new collective. And they're young, and they're just fresh on the scene, but they have such a strong message. And, you know, that's what I feel like with everybody coming. We have a lot of people that are kind of new and up and coming. There's one gentleman, Matt Malmberg, who's come to many of the Star Knowledge conferences, and he is a medical practitioner. And at the very last conference that I did with Chief was actually the Sedona event. We did our first retreat in Sedona. Shun, you were there. Christy, you were there too. And Matt was there. And Eagle said, I want you to speak at the next conference. And so I'm honoring that message for Chief, and I'm bringing Matt on to do a presentation. And Matt is just elated. Like, he's already got his PowerPoint ready. He's on fire. So,
oh, that's, you know, just beautiful.
doing our best to bring in those folks that, you know, Eagle really had a connection with and saw something important that needed to be presented. So it's providing that platform for people that didn't get the opportunity before when he was around, but are getting in that chance now. And so I'm really thankful for that guidance and the support that's coming in around that. So I know we have so many people, I can't think of everybody right now.
I'm thinking, what about Jim White? Jim White is going to be there.
Yeah, so Jim White is a Sundance chief and medicine bundle carrier. He's a Uwipi man. He hosts Sundance on his reservation and the Santee Reservation. He's just a beautiful hearted man that just wants to help people. Like, he just is so ignited with an opportunity to genuinely support somebody in their healing journey. And we got to be at their Sundance last year, and I loved the concept. So Sundance can have a lot of different intentions. Like, there's a lot of warrior altars. There's a peace Sundance. So when I asked Jim, I'm like, so what's at the core of your Sundance? And he said, you know what it is? It's spiritual intelligence. And so he helps people on their spiritual journey, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're connecting to. He just wants to support you in honoring your mission. And so I'm really happy that he's chosen to come. He's got amazing stories about star people. He's got a very strong connection with Sasquatch and has great stories to share around that. And he's just genuinely excited to share about the creation stories and the medicines and just how to walk as a good person. So he's coming, and we're really happy about that, because I'm excited to see what he'll be sharing with us. And then along with that, we've got several of our singers and drummers coming from our Sundance throughout the years, because that's a big piece of what Star Knowledge Conference is usually like. You know, we had the drum, we sang the songs, we made it ceremony from start to finish. And those songs are what people just instantly feel, and it sets the intention and it calls in our ancestors. And then, you know, we've got this beautiful container of this high vibration, and, you know, it's constantly working through those songs and elevating. And, you know, they're coming to listen to our hearts, they're coming to listen to our prayers as we're gathering and sharing all this information. And then it, you know, again, it just lifts up, and, you know, spirit is going to really, you know, bring something magical and miraculous through what our focused intention around this collective energy is going to do. So yeah, very cool.
But, and what about, I'm excited to meet Tyler and Aaron from, is it Journey to Truth podcast?
Yes. Journey to Truth there podcast with Tyler and Aaron. And I met them at ESETI a few years ago, and they were kind of up and coming then, but now they've got this massive following. But they're more about, you know, the truth seeker aspect, and around, you know, like, they have their own conference. They started the Secret Space Conference, and they bring in a lot of the disclosure folks to come in and share stories. But, you know, they're very grounded and very genuine men that I just love being around, because they have a really good heart. But they're also they're interested in providing the truth. And what is that? And sometimes it's, you know, it's hidden. And so they take that courage, and they're brave enough to go down some of those rabbit holes and explore that publicly in their channel and through their conferences. So they're coming.
And they're hosting an experiencer lounge. Is that what they're doing?
Yeah. So when I was talking,
I think what a great concept that is. I know, so right? Many people want to share their experiences.
Yes.
And hear about other people's experiences. So this is really cool.
Yeah. So they're going to bring in a tent, and it's going to be like the couch, you know, or you can sit in the lounge. And you can share your contact stories, or your dream that you had, or, you know, whatever it is that comes up for you around disclosure, or, you know, whatever. It's an opportunity to come sit and share your heart and your story and your dreams. And you can either record it with them so that it can be showcased on the podcast, or you can just simply share in the group setting or one-on-one. You know, just, we're just making it really fun and giving everybody an opportunity to have a voice for their experiences.
I'm thrilled about that. I had to take a break to do what I was doing with my mother. So when I jumped back in and saw all these people that were added to the lineup, I got really excited. And I see there's someone else named Wonder Bob, a lot of new people I'm looking forward to meeting. I just got introduced to new music by Ghost Dog. Is that who's going to be playing on one of the nights, is Ghost Dog, right?
Yeah, I think they're playing Saturday night, right, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
And you're familiar with them, because they're in the Fort Collins area, right?
They are. I've seen them. They are so incredibly talented. Carrie Morin is a celebrated artist, award-winning artist from, I believe he's Cree native. And yeah, they are phenomenal. So you'll enjoy them a lot. I'm excited to see Larissa Stowe again. And yeah, all of these amazing presenters and musicians. It's just that in itself is enough to come to this festival. And then there's just so much more with all the people. Like, there's the people on stage, but also the people in the audience and connecting with one another. And we're all equal, and we can share our gifts and talents and beauty and love and enjoy our company. So really thrilled.
Yeah, I can feel the difference that I feel now after having spent this time with you, like about an hour just talking about it. I needed the medicine of what I just got from this call. I needed that medicine today. It wasn't just like a oh, I have this call that I'm going to do, and we're going to record something for the Sunfire Festival. It was, wow, it's been a challenging couple of weeks, and I got to get to that call, you know? And then I get to the call, and now I feel so different. I feel like my frequency is different. Like I'm very ignited, and I just, this is medicine for me. And I'm just thanking you, each one of you, for your contributions and for putting yourself out there, following that. Yes. Yes. We need to do this. Yes. What I'm really feeling about this is it's not about fame or fortune. It's about a mission. It's about fulfilling a personal soul mission that we're all being called to do right now by gathering together. That's my sense about what Sunfire Festival is. So thank you to each one of you for saying yes.
I mean, a drum nerd, or you're an astrology follower, or, you know, you're going with the 13 moon cycle, or any of those things, I'm just excited for the opportunity to be with family. We all know how strange it is to try and explain to somebody, oh, well, we're just going through the retrograde. It's almost halfway over. You know what I mean? Just really go inward and just sit with the information that you're being presented on, because this is review and you have the opportunity to do with this what you want. Not a lot of people, you know, understand that language. You know, it's not for everybody. So I'm excited to connect with family and be around people like me that understand the way that I live and how I observe the universe. So this is all just a plus. It's not just another event. It's coming home.
Yeah.
And if you're new to a lot of this language and terminology, it's an opportunity to learn, and to learn without judgment. What I've seen at festivals is you can be fully authentic and show up however you are. There's no judgment. And unless you're, you know, really offensive in some way, like, people accept you for however you are, however you look, however you want to show up. Just be curious, be open. And it's an opportunity to learn and connect and explore some of these things that you may have wanted to know more about.
Yes. And I'm so glad you brought up family, Shin, because that's another really beautiful aspect about this gathering, is that it is going to be very family friendly. And so many times, you know, at a conference, or I'm not sure about other festivals, but, you know, sometimes it's hard to have your family there and really to be able to enjoy it and take it all in. And so this is another opportunity to bring your young star kids, your star babies, and come and enjoy this amazing resort. The kids are going to have a blast with all the water activities available, the music, the dancing, the fire performers, the aerialists, you know, plus just being in the enchanted magical forest. You know, we're going to have a little bit of a kids' village going on there. So we can all come be kids together too and let our inner child, like, rip it up. So we have some tickets available, discounted for youth tickets. 3 and under are free. So it's just a fun time to connect with the earth and the stars, the sun and the moon and all the elements, the water, the fire, the air. And there's some really amazing stuff on deck that we haven't announced yet. So stay tuned for more. And I think with that, you guys feel complete for today?
Absolutely. I think we did a good job of giving an overview and the feel for what we're visioning together and inviting people to come play with us. Yeah. Really, that's what we'll be doing. Play, celebrate, witness and celebrate, and do some ceremony with us. Let's envision the world we wish to live in and what we're co-creating as we move forward. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you for hosting this. Thank you for putting it on, for your vision. And thank you to each one of you for being such stellar human and celestial beings.
This is Eric Rankin
and Michelle Anderson from Awakening Code Radio,
right here on KXFM.
We'd like to invite you to join a conversation to raise the vibration.
Broadcasting live every Tuesday night from 8 to 10 p.m., we cover all aspects of the process of awakening, whether it's emotional or spiritual growth.
And have hosted such luminaries as Deepak Chopra, Marianne Williamson, James Redfield, and many others.
With a global audience, our show is one of the most listened to programs here at KXFM.
And we would love for you to join the conversation.